Donor Advised Fund survey.
Thanks, Katrine. Hopefully you're aware that on the FOF website is a paper on donor advised funds, which provides a lot of data and information on the amount of donor advised funds by state, what proportion of total assets it comprises, and what percentage of total grant making it provides for community foundations on a state-by-state basis. In addition to a description by state of some of the activities that were reported to us in a survey we did back in March, to try to get as much information as we can about how local communities, local community foundations use their donor advised funds, so that you can talk to your senators and representatives about how these funds are being used and the fact that they pay out at a very high rate, and there are a substantial portion, in most cases more than 50% of the grant making of community foundations in any year. Sort of to dispel some of the myths out there that they're often used to basically park funds and they're not used to assist the community. In addition, there's information on how the proportion and the dollar amounts of funds that are used to provide support for human services assistance, particularly for those who are currently who are adversely affected by the economic downturn. So with that, if there are any questions about that, or just take a look at it, and please make whatever use you can of it to talk about donor advised funds and their usefulness to your local communities.
Thanks, Greg. And for those of you on the call, if your representatives or your senators are not current co-sponsors of the two respective IRA bills, I encourage you to use the donor advised fund survey information to share with those congressional offices to sort of help make the case as to why DAFs are important. And again, if you're looking on the website and you don't see your state information located there, please don't hesitate to contact us. We'll be able to pull that information together for you.